This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Ooh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You could win your way to see Justin Bieber. He's coming February 28th. 2022. It's a ways off at the SAP Center. Go to RadioAlice.com and get yourself registered for two tickets to the show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. They've got four locations in the Bay Area and people there who can help you out. So visit AllNaturalStone.com, visit one of their locations, or follow them on Instagram. They got a great little page.
Oh, I love their Instagram feed.
I do too.
So inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. I want to rip out all my bathrooms and redo them with all natural stone. You think I'm kidding?
I'm sure you'll get to that as soon as the fence is done.
Well, you know, one thing at a time, Ben.
Right. Anyway, here's what's happening. So weather-wise, more of the same. Cloudy start. Sun should break through. Should be another perfect day. Mm. Yesterday was incredible. I took my daughters to the park. And I swang on the swings. Wait, swung. Huh?
I swung on the swings. That sounds right.
I played on the swings with my kids yesterday. Mm. That's what I did. Mm. And they were like, oh my God, look how high Dad can get. You're crazy.
Oh, that's fun. Crazy
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, Dad's crazy, all right. This is swings. They're too gnarly. Mm-hmm. Wear your helmet. Keep your bike helmet on. We rode to the park, so we had helmets with us.
Why not keep them on?
Anyway, another nice day ahead, everyone. So look here's, I'm going to mention this. It's on the front page of basically all the local papers. The drought's legit. Everybody needs to start being careful about the water they use. And I realize there will be people just like, we're not at the point yet. Remember, I don't know what year it was, but the paper was actually printing water users. Like the people in Hillsborough at this place, those people will probably likely continue to do that and pay the fines. That doesn't mean that we all should.
No. My front yard's already completely dried out.
Yeah, it sucks. But that's
We're going to tear that lawn out and we're going to put in like a rock garden, but with rocks.
My parents just did that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm like, let it go.
Yeah, just a bunch of rock came, and the next thing I know, no more grass, rock, and some plants.
Well, like cactuses?
Yeah.
like cuticles? Or
cuticles.
Yeah,
like a bunch of
like
cuticles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was some nice little pavers.
So. Oh, speaking of let it go, you guys, you know, sometimes people misspeak. You don't have to, it doesn't have to live
cuticles
forever.
Is the best thing you've ever said. That was it was so adorbs.
Well, I
totes. I'm not,
okay. Right.
You're so bitch. Oh my God.
Anyway, one of the stories that I wanted to tell you about, because this also is everywhere, along with the fact that California is entering drought yet again. This 17-year-old down south fought off a bear to save her dogs. And I'm like, okay, everyone makes up this, you know. Sure, she fought off. She did run at a bear and pushed the bear off a fence that was walking along her. You got to see this video if you haven't already. Because
she's
a young lady who her yard is one of the, what do they call those? I can't think of the bricks. The big
Retaining wall?
Retaining wall thing?
No, well, it's a wall, but uh-huh. It's not a retaining wall. But the brick they use are those big ones. They're
like cement block?
Yeah, cinder block.
Oh, cinder
blocks. Okay.
Yeah,
cinder block wall. Got it.
Right. So it's these big, but it's only about, I don't know, 4 feet high. There it is. So that's a bear with two cubs walking along that wall. And the dogs come running at the bear. And then this little girl
oh my goodness.
Comes running up and pushes the bear off the fence. We're not talking about a baby bear. The babies already ran away. This is a mama bear who gets hucked off a fence by this little girl. And she goes, I was rescuing my dogs. Pushes the bear off the fence, grabs her little rascals, and runs back into her house. You know, would you do
she
that twice?
About,
I hope not.
Yeah, hopefully you'd think about it after the fact. So she's got a bunch. First of all, she has one big dog
mm-hmm.
who
That's
is going at it
out.
with the bear, who is balanced really well mm-hmm. on this skinny little fence. And,
well, they
and,
climb well.
Right, and is reaching down to try to get, like, with a paw and then, you know, coming at him with his teeth. And then there's chicken dogs running everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, the right. lady's got a herd of chicken dogs.
Yep.
And then she, you can see, it's just a little backyard. She comes running, and she goes right at its head, too. She's not like she pushes it from the back or
no,
anything.
No, she, and
did
you
she
know,
get
you,
bitten, or?
She didn't, and you hear about mama bears, you know, that's actually a term, mama bear, you
right?
know, that's a thing. So you do worry that could have gone horribly wrong for her, but. It does look like the bear was just passing through.
Mm.
The dogs, you know, had they not been around, I'm sure the bear would have split with its cubs and no one would have been the wiser. But this is backyard footage caught, I guess, on one of their cameras. But
mm-hmm. You know what's crazy, though, is that is a it looks like tiny little tract housing neighborhood where it's not like there's forest on the other side and
it
the thing has come
like
down.
It, no.
It's somebody else's. She pushed it into someone else's. That's your problem. I hate you guys anyway.
Right.
Stupid
right.
neighbors. And it's incredible that they do say that creeks that run through neighborhoods and fences that are wide enough are like they're little critter highways. They're places where mm-hmm. an animal can get from the wilderness deep into a neighborhood. And that's their road back is the little highway that basically runs through. That's
well,
incredibly dangerous. Don't try this at home.
As I read this story a couple times, I neglected to click on the video. And then this morning I finally did. And I went, oh, okay, see why everyone's tripping. Because
yeah.
she did actually push that thing, the giant bear,
she
right off the fence.
She comes running, probably howling too. There's no audio. But she's, I'm sure she just... I'm sure that bear was like, whoa, lady.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Okay, I'm out of here.
They're just chicken dogs. Relax.
They're just snack dogs.
Yeah, I was just going to, you know.
Have a couple hot dogs in your backyard and move on.
Hot dogs.
We talked a little bit about tennis ace Naomi Osaka.
Yes.
Who is one of the best tennis players going right now. And she was at the French Open. She said, I don't want to do press. She told them why I suffer from anxiety and some depression, and this is hard for me. I'm a tennis player. And we even discussed it, or I mentioned it when we first discussed it. You know, spending all that time on the court does not make you a broadcaster.
Right.
So just because you're good at tennis doesn't mean these things come easily to you. The reason I bring it up again, first of all, is that she arrived home to her $7 million Beverly Hills mansion yesterday.
Oh,
poor
boy.
Girl.
Oh.
I know. Well, and look, I'm not trying to diminish whatever anxiety she may get from press, but I think the reason I'm mentioning it is I think we're going to see, you know how we see these real things that have been established forever just change right before our eyes and we're like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
the coming generation just flipped everything that we know to be normal and turned it inside out. I think that's what we're headed for here. You know, what they were saying as I was listening to some ESPN broadcasters, and they were saying she probably has more followers than any French newspaper has. And the truth is she doesn't need the French press at all. What she really needs is her Instagram if she wants to talk to her fans.
Right.
There was a time many, many years ago when the press was absolutely critical to the promotion of a sport or promotion of your career. That's no longer the case.
Right.
And so many of these people, not just tennis stars, basketballers and more, are going to be able to say, I'll pay your fine and I'm just going to talk to my fans on my Instagram.
On my own terms. Hey, did you see the Venus Williams chunk of this story?
No.
So she lost in the first round of the French Open, and during her press conference, because they have to do those, she said, for me personally, how I cope, how I deal with it, was that I know every single person asking me a question can't play as well as I can and never will. So no matter what you say or what you write, you'll never light a candle to me. That's how I deal with it. But each person deals with it differently.
And that's, there you go.
I thought that was genius.
A little gnarly, but okay. Yeah, I think that we're going to see a real change to the way that's done going forward. There was a time when the press conference was critical, and it really just no longer is.
Right.
And so I don't know. I do know the feeling, though, when you've worked at one particular thing and then because stuff comes with that job. And you're like, but I didn't get into this to do that. I got into this to do,
because I do this one thing.
Right.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting. She's certainly not suffering, as again, she arrived home at Beverly Hills, her Beverly Hills mansion.
Right.
They even have a picture of it. She's got a just the kind of place you'd drool over, Sarah.
Oh, I'm already drooling. I just hear the price tag and I start drooling. It's like
they
Pavlovian.
Say that she bought it from Nick Jonas.
Oh, it's a Jonas Brothers house. It's a Joe Bro house. Well.
So anyway, I don't know how soon we're going to see that a real change come from this situation in France, but I do think it's headed our way where you'll see more and more athletes say, I don't need you.
Yeah.
Now I got to sit here and do that.
That's no fun and I don't want to.
Right. So it's Pride Month, and the San Francisco Giants are saying that they're going to have a special uniform to wear. They'll incorporate Pride colors in their on-field uniforms.
Oh,
so I don't know.
Some kind of rainbow somewhere.
Somewhere.
Oh, that's
exciting.
I haven't
seen it yet, but I think that's really cool to see them support. You know?
Maybe they could take a cue from Stan Bunger and honor him at the same time and wear like rainbow Harlequin pants out on the field. That's just a suggestion. Guys, you know, you do whatever you're going to do. I'm just making suggestions.
I bet they have the design already.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's a good suggestion, though. You know, I don't know that they had a suggestion box out, but, you know.
Well, I I just spit them out, and if people want to pick them up off the floor.
Right.
I didn't quite make the suggestion box.
You know, TikTok. Wait, I want to hear that again. You know they're in first place right now?
I didn't, but...
They're in first place right now. It's the weirdest thing.
Them and the A's, you said a while ago?
I don't know if the A's still are. I'll check and tell you next news break. I hadn't even looked at that, but I was just recently... It's like one of those things where everyone expect... The Dodgers spent all the money, and so did the Padres, and here are the Giants, like, quietly in first place.
Let's go, Giants!
Go, Giants. So, TikTok is a thing. A woman on TikTok named Amanda DeMio went to Disney World last month, and her outfit violated the dress code because she had some underboob showing. Oh. So it was probably quite the cutoff, right?
Oh, yeah. Sounds hot.
So the park said to her, look, we can't have you dressed like that here. So if you wouldn't mind, we're going to offer you a t-shirt to put on over that so you can enjoy your day here at the park. The park ended up giving her a $75 t-shirt for free to cover up those offensive boobies. She says they actually gave
t-shirt?
Her a $50 voucher for a shirt at the gift shop. So they must have seen her and said, look, you can't, but we want you to stay. We're not trying to... How about you get a nice shirt out of the gift shop? Here's a $50 gift card. Go get it done. She says when she got to the gift shop, she goes, I want the $75 one, please. Of course. A $75 t-shirt. All right.
Got diamonds on it and stuff? I mean, that seems like a very expensive t-shirt.
It probably is bejeweled. There's no doubt that
something
rhinestoned out or something like that. Oh, there she is.
Here she is. She's a TikToker. She's got a Minnie Mouse hat on.
So she's
Do we get to see her underboob? I want to see her underboob.
Did they show her underboob?
No.
She doesn't. She has other pictures.
My sister and her fiance went to Disney World, they said that all the girls there wear the shortest shorts and crop tops with no bras. So that's the look. Well, it's really hot. And my sister's like, I get it, but also it's a family park as well.
And with the short shorts, Nicole.
Let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
Get those shorts as far up our butt cheeks as we can.
That's what my sister was saying. Okay. Look at that.
This is just one of her photos.
Yeah, okay. She likes to.
But this is her.
Okay. Well, anyway, she posted the story on TikTok and called it a new Disney hack, how to get a new shirt from Disney for free. So, I don't know if posting that was the best way to, I mean, it gets her celebrity, which is what she's after, but.
I didn't realize they had a dress code.
At Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize.
It's a family place, of
course. Well, that, but I guess I just assume people dress comfortable just because you're going to be there all day.
Waiting in lines. And-
yeah.
You know what I always trip out on? And I grew up down south. My first job was at Disneyland, but I hadn't been in 25 years after, you know, leaving Southern California and just, you know, and working and being an adult. But now that we have kids, I've been back. And when I see someone wear flip-flops to Disneyland, I just think you have to be insane. You're walking around all day in
those
things.
Your feet are going to be filthy if you're lucky. If you're unlucky, an elephant's going to step on your foot.
I just can't believe that people don't think that through more and find themselves in their best running shoes or anything cushioned.
Right.
Lunatics.
Oh boy, we're looking at this lady. I think she's trying to get a pair of free pants from them too.
That's just her Instagram feed. She doesn't wear very much clothes.
No,
she does like to bake and get the stuff all over her.
Oh, is that? Oh,
she's good at making a mess in that kitchen.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. So you put that text number into your phone and you can send us text or comments or whatever. 408 says, last night, Naomi had 2.3 million followers on Insta, and this morning she has 2.4. Her post has 700K plus likes with 38K comments. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, and that's what they were sort of talking. I mean, these were actually reporters who were saying on ESPN, saying we're starting to see a real shift here where our job as reporters and our hope is to tell the story of these great contests. It's going to be replaced by people getting to tell their own stories on their own Instagrams.
And we'll be quoting their Twitters from now on.
Right. So I do think that this is one of those, like, well, I saw when that happened. Her name's Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And good for her.
Yeah.
You know what? Tell your own story. If you can, anyway.
Right. I mean, and it looks like she's going to... Well, here's the other thing. When you're the top player, she's got some real power right now.
Right.
So
that's who has to do it. Right.
Right. Because the third, you know, the person ranked 1,000th, he's still a great tennis player, but okay, you're withdrawing from the competition? All right, see you later.
707 says, I hate that players and coaches are asked to comment in the middle of a competition, whatever the sport, and think they should be allowed to decompress before a mic is shoved in their faces. Don't always need instant gratification. I don't disagree with that. I do think there are plenty of people who handle it just fine, and it's not a thing.
Part of the job, and they just get it done.
And they just do it, and it's no big deal, but I can see where there are others who are like, I didn't come here for that. Watch me hit a tennis ball. That's what I do.
So good at that.
That's my thing.
Right.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Our listeners choose on my Instagram story which story they want to hear, either pre-fame celebrity jobs or effed up things that actually happened on movie sets. So you can vote now. We'll give it a couple more minutes, and then we'll pick the winning story.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.